The farm goes back, I believe, 1893, I think it is. And we are registered as a centennial farm, 100-year-old farm. And that's the name of the farm, is Centennial Farm.
Les Keller's grandfather started the farm. Then his father took over. He's running it now. And someday, his son will take over.
Mostly hay, hay production, and we board and pasture horses. And now being involved in care farm, which is, to me, it's my thing. And I would much rather do that 7 days a week than do all the production agriculture.
2 days a week, three men come to work on Keller's farm.
Right now, we are headed to the woods, and we're doing some thinning in about a 200-acre tree farm, and we got a bonfire going.
The road from the Keller's homestead heads across a field tucked in up against a woody hillside. Up into the woods, we follow Keller's two dogs. We're in his pickup truck, but Logan Wisdom and Dustin Slater follow behind on two of Keller's four-wheelers. Slater says they've been working all morning on clearing out this space, which will be a type of picnic area, along the hiking biking trails Keller's been cutting through the woodland.
While we're taking out the good wood for selling, for less, you know, so we were picking up the wood, putting it on the fire. We started this little trail. We started a trail. So that way he can take a four-wheeler down here.
Slater has been coming out to work 2 days a week for about 2 months. There's a slash pile burning with various stumps and small diameter trees, too small for firewood burning. Wisdom is pushing down some of the smaller trees to bring to the fire.
Well, I'll push these dead trees down. This, like this one. I push it down until you see the woods.
The Flathead Valley has 7 care farms as of last spring. It's an effort spearheaded by Martin Fisher of the A-plus Home Healthcare of the Flathead. Fisher also teaches a multifunctional agriculture course at Flathead Valley Community College.
You know, if you look back 50, 60 years, it was very normal for people with disabilities to work on farms, because on a farm they could help milk cows. And the thing on a farm is that anyone, regardless of your ability, can help and can be part of the work.
Fisher moved to Northwest Montana from the Netherlands, where he says there are about 1,600 care farms.
It just seems to be a magic formula to be out in the open, be around animals, work with the dirt, have fixed routines, and there's just a lot of people who have difficulty being out there in the big world. Seem to really do very well at a farm.
There are costs. Fisher says the people involved frequently have not had a job and are homebound.
And so we can't expect them to be productive members on the farm. They sure help, but work is not the purpose of our program. Our programs are designed to get them participating, get them out and about, stop a cycle of depression and loneliness, those kinds of things.
The farmers get paid for their time to free them up for the day. It is real, physical labor, but not at the production level a farmer would generally need to be working at.
So many people, when they have a high need of care, they tend to, society doesn't have places for them. And that leads to more and more issues. And by, you know, being out of the farm, everyone can feel full. And somehow that seems to be... Yeah, seems to do them a great deal of good.
At the Lighthouse Christian Home near Summers, Sarah Maldonado heads out in the mornings to feed the cows.
That's a lot of hay. Holy cow.
The property has a large garden, but Maldonado says they've already had their harvest festival.
Pumpkins and carrots and lots of stuff. Pumpkins and carrots and onions and potatoes and beets and
What do you like the best?
I like beets.
Executive director of the Lighthouse, Shirley Willis, says a founding principle of the organization is connecting residents with real, productive work.
We're a group home for individuals with developmental disabilities, but we are faith and farm-based, and so our farm portion of our program is the fact that we raise cows and chickens and pigs, and we have garden and flower beds. And the individuals that live here, they work the farm.
Lighthouse has 12 people living there. Chickens swarm as Kristen Tweet feeds them and gets them fresh water. Kathleen Hansett is searching the roost for fresh eggs.
Oh, look at here. There's three.
Hansett started coming to the lighthouse this past spring for weekly visits.
It was one of the very positive things that has happened to me since I've lived here in the valley. And the people here have ministered to me in a way by showing me affection and love and acceptance. And I think of them somewhat of a family to me.
Hansett was connected to the Lighthouse through the Area Agency on Aging. This is the new part of the Lighthouse program. Working with Fisher, Lighthouse teamed up with the agency to become a care farm. Director of the Agency on Aging, Lisa Shepherd, says the weekly trips to the farm stand in place of respite care. Usually, respite care involves a trained nurse coming into the home to give a caregiver or partner a break. Shepherd says they've been extending the program to seniors who, for whatever reason, are becoming isolated. And she says they intend to keep expanding that option.
If I had to pick one thing that is the single most issue, difficult issue facing older adults, I think it's that loneliness and that social isolation.
And that's a primary goal behind the care farms, reconnecting people with mental or physical health issues with community through real, useful work and socializing.
You can see where they get that saying, a hand party.
Catherine Fry reporting from the Flathead.